So this is another one of those like kind of vignette kind of things. Like I had this roommate. My first job after I graduated college and moved back to Baltimore was at the Borders Bookshop in Towson. Maybe some of you were there. Yeah. This would have been 94 to 97 I worked there. And so I was in the bookstore, but there was this guy who worked in the music store. And I met who became his wife before I met him, but he and I ended up being roommates together. I was going through a really bad breakup, and I needed somewhere to live, and he wanted to move out of his mom's house. And so we first lived in Charles Village, and then we lived on Wellington Street, which is, as we were saying earlier, it's 36 Wellington, 35th Powers, anyway, for people who don't live here, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So he had two cats who were brother and sister, and he took them both because Wolfgang, the male, had nursed so well. Runt had half a face. It was like she looked like one half was folded into the other half. Anyway, so he's like, I have to take her because she's really funny looking. And Wolfgang nursed so heavily because she wasn't interested that his feet didn't touch the ground. And so it was the two of them. It was the two of them and me. And Jesse and my dog Roxy. We know him. Oh, Jesse? Yeah. Walters? Yes. Yeah, oh, sorry. Whoops, outed. Oh, my God. Now I probably shouldn't tell the story that I want to tell. I mean, okay, so when we lived in Charles Village, I was working nights at restaurants, and he was working during the day still at Borders. And we didn't have a television, we didn't have cable, but we had a bong, and we had lots of Ween CDs, and yeah, and these animals to hang out with. So he's so fastidious, like he's so clean. I really thought for a long time that like I never thought about cleaning or sweeping or anything. I didn't realize that he was doing it like twice a week. I just thought like, oh, we live in this miraculously clean area. It's amazing. My husband now was very disappointed when he found this out. Oh my God, I can't believe now I'm going to tell this story. And I said his name and everything. Okay. So he's a really clean person. Like before even like you know, everybody washes their hands now, like, as soon as they get home, and, like, that was, anyway, so before even any of that, he was super fastidious, and, I was very much not, and so one night I got cut early from work. This is what it was. He wouldn't change the cat box unless he could take a shower right afterwards, but there was this one day that he, oh my God, he's going to kill me. There was this one day that he had taken a shower in the morning and then realized that he still had to change the cat box. And so when he got home from work, he was like, well, I just put these clean clothes on, so I'm just going to take the clothes off and put them on the bed, not knowing that I had been cut early from my shift at the restaurant. And I came home and opened the door suddenly to find him like, yeah. Anyway, and we are still like really good friends. Maybe not after tonight, but anyway, that's really all I got.